G'day and welcome to Ad Nauseam Podcast. Today we're going to talk about transcutaneous pacing. References for this talk are the Resus Council of Australia and also the Cabrini 21.1 OSCE question 5. Indications for transcutaneous pacing are bradyarrhythmia with hemodynamic compromise and failed pharmacological or chronotropic management. Also, overdrive pacing for TDP. It's a temporizing measure until transvenous pacing or a permanent pacemaker can be implanted. Contraindications are transvenous pacing wires inserted and functional, or it's inappropriate and against the wishes or goals of care for the patient. Alternatives are pharmacological management with adrenaline or isoprenaline, and transvenous pacing or pacemaker implantation directly. Pros: established quickly, easy to perform with minimal training. Cons: discomfort of skeletal muscle contraction. Consent is verbal if the patient's conscious. Potential complications: pain and discomfort, failure to capture, and skin burns. Space and staff: resus with continuous cardiac monitoring. In terms of the equipment: defib pads, defibrillator with a pacing function, and sedation and analgesia. Obviously, you need a working cannulae, and sitting up if the patient's conscious. The procedure: we're going to shave chest hair for optimal pad contact, ensuring the skin is dry. We're going to attach the defib machine 3-lead ECG. We're going to attach the pads anteroposteriorly with the anterior pad over the left anterior chest over where the V2 and 3 leads would usually sit, the posterior pad over the left posterior chest between the lower scapular border and the spine. If not in cardiac arrest, then it's going to be anterolaterally. We're going to communicate with the patient and administer analgesia and sedation as appropriate. So aliquots of ketamine, for example, 10 to 20 milligrams, titrating to effect. We could give fentanyl 25 to 50 mics every 15 minutes and consider 0.5 to 1 milligrams of midazolam. Decide on a demand versus fixed rate mode of pacing and consider whether there's artifact causing inhibition of pacing that may mandate fixed rate mode. We're going to pace at 60 to 80 beats per minute, at least 20 above the native rhythm. We're going to slowly increase the current from 0 to 50 to 100 milliamps, looking for consistent electrical QRST capture on the monitor, and then correlate with a pulse, which is mechanical capture, to ensure that there is one. We're going to set current 10 milliamps or 10% higher than the electrical plus mechanical capture setting. For troubleshooting, we're going to consider changing pad placement from AP to anterolateral or vice versa if there's failed capture at maximal current, so usually around 130 milliamps, considering non-viable myocardium, severe hyperkalemia, and also considering PEA if there's electrical capture without a pulse, as in the patient's in arrest, but they'd obviously be unconscious. For post-procedure care, we're going to seek urgent definitive care for the bradycardia, whether that's acute coronary syndrome or the degenerative Leves disease, hyperkalemia, toxicological cause, a beta blocker overdose, or it's an inflammatory condition, liaise with cardiology. We're going to titrate analgesia and sedation to the patient tolerance as hemodynamics permit. Consider a fentanyl or a ketamine infusion. We may need to follow on with a transvenous pacing once stabilised, especially if needing to retrieve to a cardiac centre just as a redundancy. Okay, that's transcutaneous pacing. Thanks for listening.